Strawberry Time. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Local farms and local produce, it can't get any better.
It's finally here, strawberry season, that is. It's been a tough year for many growers across Tennessee, battling the long, cold winter and a lot of rain, clouds, and cold spells this spring. But now some producers are starting to see those berries ripen, and for the next month or so should be a good crop for some of Tennessee's best. John Wagner and his wife Martha of Spring Hill started their pick-your-own operation in 2011, and recently they hosted a Pick Tennessee Products Strawberry School.
Strawberries need sun. We've got plenty of rain, and that's been good for us. But without that sun, we're not going to get the right berries. And for the public, if you want to get a good strawberry, wait for a good sunny day. Cloudy day, there's just not as sweet. That sun will bring out the intense sugars in them.
The Wagners have 8 varieties of strawberries on their farm and are continually trying out new ones to suit everyone's taste. And you can find their farm information and so many others across the state with the Tennessee Department of Agriculture's Pick Tennessee Products website and app. Spokesperson Tammy Allgood.
You can find the farmer and you can find recipes. So it's one-stop shopping also for the consumer as far as the Pick Tennessee Products website goes.
And Tammy Allgood says a lot of folks don't realize just how versatile the strawberry can be.
We tend to think of strawberries only for dessert, but really they're so versatile. So they can go from your appetizer to a garnish in your drink to a salad to a cold soup. They can be utilized in marinades and in sauces or compotes for meat, and then, of course, dessert.
Everybody has a favorite, but that's what hits here because everybody has that favorite strawberry.
And again, you can go to picktnproducts.org and find a strawberry farm near you. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.